In the summer of 2008, then-Governor David Paterson and the legislature imposed an actual moratorium in New York on the gas drilling process known as hydrofracking. After it expired, Governor Cuomo's environmental agency began an extended review. That study has never been completed. For the past 10 months, a decision has been put on hold while Governor Cuomo's health commissioner conducts what he says is a health review. No details have been revealed. Brian Sampson, with the pro-business group Unshackle Upstate, calls it paralysis by analysis.
It's very disingenuous to the people to say that, you know, here we are 5 years later and we haven't been able to make a decision.
Sampson praises Governor Cuomo for advancing the state's yogurt, beer, and wine industries, but he says that won't create enough new employment to make up for the loss of the manufacturing and other more lucrative jobs.
Nothing is going to create better jobs, more high-paying jobs, more sustainable jobs than the development of the Marcellus Shale along the Southern Tier. Until that point, any administration can talk about what they're doing to help that region, and it's really just false promises.
The Joint Landowners Coalition, a group based in the Southern Tier who wants to lease their land to gas drillers, says the review period in other states has been significantly shorter. In Ohio, it took just 8 months, in Illinois, 17 months, and in California, 2 years. All three states are likely to approve fracking soon. Karen Moreau with the Petroleum Council says when Governor Cuomo took office, she expected he would make a decision early on in his term. She says the only possible conclusion 3 years later is that the governor is delaying for political reasons. She says he's afraid of offending fracking opponents.
What you do hear certainly is a lot of noise from the opposition. They continue to rattle their sabers and to threaten the governor that if he lifts the moratorium, you know, he will have to pay politically. So I think it's just become more of a political stalemate than anything else.
Sampson and Moreau say while there's been no hydrofracking in New York, other things have been happening during these past 5 years. Moreau says more people are leaving the state.
It's just unfortunate that the untold story are those people quietly leaving New York.
Environmental groups are pleased that there's been no decision to go ahead with fracking, but they remain concerned because they say despite the five-year delay, their questions and concerns have still not been answered. Travis Prue with Environmental Advocates says the Cuomo administration review process has been shrouded in secrecy.
While we're happy that a decision hasn't yet been made, I think everybody's justifiably concerned with the fact that nobody knows what's going on. This has been a very secretive process from beginning to end. We don't know who is looking at what. We don't know what considerations they are looking at. We don't know ultimately how the final decision is going to be made.
Prue says there's also been no answer on the hundreds of thousands of comments the public has submitted to the state's Department of Environmental Conservation.
We don't know if their comments are even being read or reviewed or considered in any type of way.
Environmental Advocates is seeking another two-year moratorium on fracking while a more definitive assessment is conducted. The Assembly has approved a measure, but it stalled in the state Senate. Prue says despite the now five-year delay, New Yorkers still don't know about potential public health effects.
A decision that's made uninformed could have disastrous consequences.
A spokesman for Governor Cuomo says there's nothing new on when a decision on fracking could come. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.